international officials aren't sure who's responsible for apparent airstrikes that hit two hospitals and a school building in northern Syria yesterday. At least 22 people were killed. The Syrian government and Russia have separately been blamed for the strikes, but neither immediately responded to accusations. Battles have been intense in parts of Syria. Even though a cessation of hostilities, an international agreement to curb the fighting, was reached last week at a conference in Germany, there are doubts if it will hold.
The ceasefire was agreed by the International Syria Support Group. It's a 17-member body, and it is designated by the UN, by a UN resolution, as the key actor, the major actor in brokering a Syria peace deal. It encompasses the US, the UK, the European powers, some of the regional actors that have a stake in this, Russia. But what it doesn't have is any of the key actors on the ground. There is no representation of President Bashar al-Assad's government, and there is, of course, no representation from ISIS. And that is really where this is going to stand or fall, is how the actors on the ground behave in the coming days, how the monitoring will be carried out, and what the penalties will be if this ceasefire is broken. The other big issue is going to be that there is no agreement on the cessation of Russian airstrikes. At the heart of all this, though, of course, is the delivery of aid. And the UN has said that it hopes to be delivering aid to the civilian population. And that's going to be unbelievably welcome.